welcome. Thank you. Nine yard.
Das ist der erste Schuh nach einem Jahr.
So nein, right. Mit der Richter,
der with the bank. Yeah. So you know when the car is all right, it's getting the Arbeit. Yeah, der Miyasset von dem Schuh kommt in Unheim als Miyasset. Und nach dem Fort ist, nach dem Fort ist weiter. Nach dem Fort, Fort warte, in der Schuh Fort warte. Er ist all right.
You know this Dickstein? You know, I'm going to live in the Philippines for quite a while.
Yes, yeah, so he's good.
I spoke to Dickstein, and I really had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, and?
And I said to him, do me a favor, send an email. You've got a cashier with the guy from Manila. Tell him Chvinish can...
Right,
you know,
a friend, yeah.
A friend, and, you know...
Go on.
And it'd be good for... So he did better than that. He rang the guy. I don't know what he said, to be honest with you. I wasn't there to speak. But I got an email from the Robertson that they are prepared to come from Manila to Clark to visit me.
Right.
And to talk to me.
Good.
In the meantime, as a thing, I'm going to order steaks and bowler and...
And whatever it takes, yeah.
Alle
gute Sachen.
Alle gute Sachen. A Bino Leufus.
Yeah, go on.
And I'm going to get it frozen, and I'm going to put it in my bags, and I'm going to give it to them as a matzah. And they can make themselves sick with it. The
question is, they may also need a freezer along with it.
Well, I think they can at least... That I can't organise for.
No, you get me. I'm just saying.
Dick said that he slaughtered 2 tons of leafers.
Oh, yeah.
In one hit. So they must have had somewhat... Some
very thing. Interesting. Gewaldig. Sehr fein. Zestach? No, zestach.
What are you going to fill up in?
Two.
Er macht ein Puddel. Er macht Geschäften.
Two big projects. Very big projects.
Nicht umsist, er weiß was er tut.
Like development.
Huge.
Good evening. It's some more moshim, yeah?
I'm going to do some more.
Please be so kind, bring 2 more moshim. You gotta go, yeah? Mm. Okay, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
No, I want
to. But as long as you're at the beginning, it's good, like I say.
I'm staying here for the shiur.
If we
only start.
Yeah, we want to start.
Stop talking and start.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying. Go! Yeah. Okay, in your stone edition.
So is it broken?
No. Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim. So there are 2 psukim. One in Parshas Achrei and one in Parshas Emor. The one in Parshas Achrei. A bit of it.
Nice.
Was it here? Last night.
Last night?
Oh, yeah. You only missed it by 24 hours.
It's close.
Yeah. Maybe you would have heard Eliezer Kornhauser of Fabreng. He spoke very nicely.
He's Sherlock and a parastic. What do you say?
Eliezer Kornhauser spoke very Fabreng. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Ayakov.
Ayakov, the Rosh Tevis, Aleph Yud Chaf Hei.
No.
Oh, we didn't speak about that?
Very nice, though.
So I'll tell him about the Rosh Tevis.
Ayakov, you want to hear the word? Very, very geschmack of
God. If you want to say it.
Is not a from rabbi. We used to have a good kasher with the rabbi, or whoever rabbi, Refriga, or this rabbi, I don't know. And it was times when you could call to the rabbi. Any case. And he had basically the chazer to say to ask the rabbi, what does a Yaakov mean to a rabbi?
Stories with the Alter Rebbe when he was incarcerated.
No.
Yeah.
So you say?
So the fellow in the jail asked him, let me ask you, so the Alter Rebbe is a rabbiner, etc. So he asked him, can I ask you something, a chumash? So he says, well, David didn't know where he was. And he says to him, a Yaakov. So what does he say to him, a Yaakov? What does Hashem say to Adam Arishan, a Yaakov, where are you? Did he then not know? So the Alter Rebbe sized up this fellow who asked him the question. And the Alter Rebbe said to him, so the Mefarshim already say, Rashi says, Lachli Zibir B'dvorim. So the Alter Rebbe knew what to answer. And the Alter Rebbe said to him that every Jew has a mission, every person has a mission in life, why he came down here on this earth. And Hashem asks every individual Jew, Ayeka, Vu Halstu, Vu Bistu, what have you done? And have you fulfilled your mission in life or not? And therefore, Hashem asks not just Adam Arishan, he asks you and everyone. Basically, it was a message to him who was locked him into the cell to say, mister, you know, you better figure out which way
so
you're
he
heading.
May have asked on this talk, on this very story you're giving to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe answered. So he said, so what does the Ayakor, in the context of what you've said, mean to a Rebbe himself?
Oh,
how does the Rebbe himself relate to the Ayakor?
Okay.
And the answer given, were you here last
night? No.
The answer given was that the Rebbe looks around and sees his chassidim in the Welt he lives in, and he sees it as a failure in himself that there are not perfection around him.
So that's his ayek.
So that's the Rebbe's ayek. And Eliezer gave a thing that says, alavai, I don't give fadrus to the Rebbe, and the ayekor is on someone else, and that someone, and everybody should try to be lift their game so the Rebbe doesn't have the fadrus on the ayekor on himself.
Shame.
You like the
ayekor? If I recall correctly, Rabbi Akiva Emden, in the Siddur Yavitzer, Rabbi Akiva Emden Siddur, he says ayekor af the verter ayekor. He says it's Rosh Teves, Alav is Rosh Hashanah, and Yud is Yom Kippurim, and Chof is Aishana Rabbe. Because Aishana Rabbe is Chof, is Chof for whatever, Behemshech, 20 days after Gis, of 20 days in Tishrei, the 21st day, 20th day, whatever. And what's the hay? That's maybe Aishana Rabbe, whatever. What a mashu kaze. He touches, in the Ayeka, he touches that. Then there's a word from Rav Soloveitchik, he says, that is, which is a tired word. He says, you know, Eicha is spelled the same way as Ayeka. He says, if Yidden would ask themselves through the angels, Ayeka, we would avoid the Eicha.
Yeah, very good.
You like that?
Yes, okay. All righty. So please be so kind. Take out in your stone edition in Parshas Achrei. It says in the Torah on page 644, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in Pasuk Lamed, Kivayoyim azeh yichaper aleichem l'tayir eschem, b'kul chateisechem, b'fnei Hashem titoru, Shabbos Shabbosoin hilochem, okay, so please put your bookmark there, and let's turn to Parshas Emor. In Emor, and that is on page 686, there again, the Torah speaks. So the context of Parshas Achrei, where the Torah mentions Yom Kippur, is talking about in sequence to the Avoda, in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. And here we're talking about the actual day of Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, more or less, it tells us all about the fasting, etc. And it says in the Pasuk, Lamed Beis, on page 686, Shabbos, Shabbos, in Hulochem, V'inisem es nafshe yuseichem, B'tisha lachoydosh bo'erev, Me'erev ad erev, Tishpesu Shabbatchem. Ask the Rogat Shavar Goin. I'm asking you, there's no one. As I pass for the Rogat Shavar Goin, Fregna has a kasha. Will soon have the kasha. He asks, why in Parshas Achrei is it written Shabbos Shabbosoin Hi Lochem? In Adas, this wouldn't be a kasha. And in Parshas Emor in 686, it says Shabbos Shabbos in Hu Lochem.
Who? Not a he, a who.
So who?
A he who.
You get it? So Vavos Do steht Hi Lochem and Vavos steht Do Hu Lochem. And you wouldn't believe it. Baruch Hashem, we're learning Rogat Shavar, and the Rogat Shavar has a whole major analysis to explain in the Psukim and in the Inyonim, and he also explains Teras Koinim as Safro, which is Tomua in the words of the Rogat Shavar Goin, which is puzzling. And surprisingly, I didn't see many really treating it. I don't have many Meforshim on the Teras Koinim, but the couple I do, Lamashal, this your standard Rishonim, like Rash Mishantz, or the Ravid, don't treat it, and we'll soon come to it. But let me just first introduce to you what the usual Meforshim would say. I wouldn't say usual. Berosh v'rishona. Oh, well, I didn't notice here, which is glat modne. I mean, you'll take a look at the Unkulus. The Unkulus makes it very clear. In the beginning, he says, in Parshas Achrei, it says, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shvas, Shvoso, Hi, Lachon. It says, He, right? Good. And in Parshas Emor, he says, as follows. In Parshas Emor, it says in Lamed Beis, Shvas, Shvoso, Hu, Lachon. Good. Yeah, it keeps to the He and the Who. Okay? No.
So you reflect stay exactly the
same. Beseder, lo zamenut. But I take out a Targum Yonis and I just noticed it now. And I didn't have it, I didn't perhaps realize that I should have looked in the Torah Shleiman Encyclopedia on Chumash. So if I recall correctly, there is definitely a volume. There is a volume on Echari and Emer. I don't have the full set, but whatever. And there, I think they have a very edited edition of the Targum Yonason. But in the Targum Yonason, in Mag Mikrois Gedolos, it's very interesting. He seems to say, look, it says here, in listen here. Here it says Targum Yonason. Yeah, Yonason ben Uzil. Look, it says Shabbos. In Parshas Achrei, where it says Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hilochem, it says Shabbos, Shabbata, Hu Lechoin.
Who?
Who? So I believe such things could be a misprint, and that's why it's important to see the original Targum Yonason, the edited version, if there are edited versions, you know what I mean? Those, etc. There may be variations in the Nusach of the Targum Yonason. I would need to double check it, but it's the first moment, just now, I just noticed it. It says Hu Lechoin. There definitely is an issue with the Targum Yonason because the translation of the Targum Yonason in Parshas Emor is a total different translation, and that is Lamed Beis. There he says, Shabbo v'naicho hu lechoin. You get it? It doesn't say Shabbos like it says here, Shabbos Shabbato hu lechoin. Here it says Shabbos v'naicho hu lechoin. Maybe we'll appreciate it based on what the Rogachover says. And here, v'naicha means rest, right? Menucha. Now, it is a sequence to this Targum Yonason, and he speaks about Arucha, about the fast. So maybe because of the context of Parsha Samer, where we speak about the fast. And here it's a different context, so maybe that's why the translation, the definition of Targum Yonason differs. But about the who and the he would be very important to examine. Okay, investigate. Okay, let me just go now to bring to your attention in the Sefer Das Sofrim, which all teachers in the schools use from a Rav Rabinovich, we also have a sample of a text of the Das Sofrim here. Most teachers who teach Chumash and Rashi, right? Both whatever and all the different levels use a Das Sofrim. Yeah, everybody uses the Das Sofrim. So on this pasuk, Shabbos Shabbos and Hilochem. And let me just say as follows: from the Meforshim it comes out that the who is correct. The he needs explanation, and they explain as follows. Basically, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, in his Meshech Chochmah, he asks the same question, but he has no problem with the Parshas Emor. And he says, you take a look in Parshas Emor, all throughout, Shabbos, Shabbos, and is masculine, right? Because we're talking about the day. And read on, and we'll see, from the Posuk Al Chav Zayin, right? It says, it's Yom HaKippurim, it says, excuse me, Chol Moloch Oloisasu Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, right? Yoim, it's referring to the day. The day is Zeh, is masculine, right? Ki Yom Kippurim Hu, L'chaper Aleichem, right? Etc., etc. Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, it's not HaYom HaZot, right? Zot, which is be feminine, etc., etc. So because the Etzem, it's the Yoim, it's referring to the day. So the day is a Shabbos day. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos, in Hu Lochem, says the Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Achri, that sounds right. It should be Hu Lochem. It is a Shabbos. A Shabbosin, it is a day of Shabbos. He is Hu Lochem, right? This Yom Kippur day, which is Hu Lochem. So masculine is correct. The feminine is the problem. Why do we use the Losh Shabbos Shabbosin Hi Lochem? So the Das Sofrim says he refers to the context of this parsha. That's why it's written Dafke here he. Because the context is the sequence is the Kapora of Yom HaKippurim. We're speaking about the Karbonis of Yom Kippur, the sprinkling of the blood, the Sor HaMishtaleach, and it's a day which right before the pasuk right before that says, Kivayom HaZeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tayres, and it's a day of atonement which will cleanse your sins, etc. So it's a Shabbos Shabbos in Hi Lochem. It is a day he, the Kapora, the atonement of this day is for you. It's a day, so kapora is feminine. So the he is referring to the kapora, to the atonement. So that's why here the he fits. It doesn't refer to the day, it refers to the atonement, the kapora. The Meshech Chochmah, Rav Meir Simcha, says as follows. It brings to our attention The Rambam tells us, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Yuma, the Fahin Dalit, that we know as follows. It says Mefurish in the Torah that we should refrain from eating and drinking, right? It says, right? That's what it says Mefurish in the Torah. Explicit in the Torah. Nevertheless, we derive that all there are additional prohibitions which we have to refrain from, and that is not to wash ourselves, not to anoint ourselves, and etc., etc., all the other inuim, those things which cause anguish and discomfort, etc., which are in the which are defined by the Chachamim as inui, as discomfort, right? That's where we have to refrain from all the other things, right? Not to have marital relations, not to wear leather shoes, not to anoint, not to wash ourselves, etc. Okay, so that the Gemara derives it from the Pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosoin hi lochem. What does that mean? So the Gemara says this comes to add on to the ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem. Inisa means you should cause to your soul discomfort. And that is referring to the inui, which is to refrain from eat food and drink, right? Not to eat and not to drink. That's ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem. So the Gemara says we incorporate from the Shabbos, Shabbosoin, right? Shabbos, Shabbosoin. Shabbosoin means that we have to rest from other additional things which will refrain from other additional things which are in contradiction to ve'inisem. In other words, which also have the definition of ve'inisem. Now, it doesn't say explicit in the Torah you shouldn't wash yourself on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say explicit in the Torah you shouldn't anoint yourself on Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, we know that there are chamisha inuim. So what is mefurish in the Torah not to eat and drink? What about the rest of the inuim? So because it's not explicit in the Torah, and it's just derived from these words, Shabbos Shabbosoi, which seems to say that you have to also refrain from additional things which have a definition of inui, of causing discomfort. So there are Rishonim, the Rosh says that many Rishonim learn that it's merely the Rabbonah, that they're merely rabbinic, that what is Midoraisa to refrain from eating and drinking Yom Kippur? We have to fast Midoraisa. All the other things which you're refraining from is only Midorabbonah. And they say also, says the Rosh, and these Rishonim say, that's where we find many leniencies when it comes to washing, when it comes to anointing, different many leniencies, and wearing shoes. We find many different kulis in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemaras, and in the Shulchan Aruch. How can, if it's biblical, how can you be lenient in certain areas and certain things? It should be all across the board. So if there are leniencies, if we say it's rabbinic, so then we can appreciate why there are leniencies. The Chachamim were mekel, and they were machmer in these cases, and they were mekel in certain other cases. Where if it's also midoraisa, there's no heter to say that there should be leniencies. Who gives us the right to be flexible? The Ran learns in the Das HaRambam as follows, that even though the Rambam says we derive it from this from the Shabbos Shabbosoi, but it's obvious Ladas HaRambam that it's midoraisa, it's biblical. You have to refrain from all the chamisha inuim, not just to refrain from eating and drinking, but also the others are also midoraisa. And the Ran says as follows, why do we find that there are leniencies in rechitza, or anointing, or wearing shoes, that by it's a, if it's a bride, we allow her to wash herself for to be beautiful for her husband, etc., etc. If someone's not well, we're lenient in wearing it, we should wear shoes, or someone who gave birth, we're lenient, etc. It's called many different things, right? Leniencies. So the reason is as follows. Says the Ran as follows. The Rambam holds this midoraisa, but mosron hakosuv lechachomim. The Torah gave the right to the Chachamim that they should define rechitza. And Torah says, within the definition of the inisem, cause to yourself discomfort, means don't wash yourself. The Chachamim gave, the Torah gave the Chachamim the right to define what is rechitza. And therefore we find sometimes that there is flexibility in the issur rechitza. Sometimes it's mutter when we allow certain allowances. Alderazeh and the other inuim. So it's mosher nakosov lachachom, which basically the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch paskins that that's all the midoraisa. Nevertheless, mosher nakosov lachachomim kishitas haran. This is the shita of the Ran and the Asa Rambam. So the Rameir Simcha says, we can appreciate why it says also in this pasuk, Shabbos Shabbosim hi lochem. What's the lochem? Lochem is mosher nakosov lachachomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to the lochem, to us, to the Am Yisrael, to the Klal Yisrael, to the Chachmei Yisrael, right? To define the Shabbos Shabbosoin in what, that exactly what its definition is, and when there is a must to be stringent, and when there's right to be lenient. That's the Lochem. says Rav Meir Simcha. And then he says, with this I appreciate why he says he. Why? He says, because what are we talking about? The Shabbosoin came to teach us and incorporate in the Ve'inisem that there are other things we have to rest from. Shvisois, Menuchois, certain other things, additional things we have to refrain from. So he says, the he is referring to Shvisa, not to the day. The day is masculine. So we should say, that's why it's a Shabbos, Shabbosoin, Hulochem. This is a day, right? He is a day for Shabbosoin, right? So the day, Yom Hazeh. So it's who? It's masculine. But if the Shvisa and the Menucha, right, that noun is feminine. And therefore we say he, and that's why it's dafka written the he in this pasuk, because from the Shabbos Shabbosin we include the additional things which the Chachamim define. That's the additional pieces. That's what the Meshech Chochma says. The Rogat Shavar says something very phenomenal. And he brings to our attention an interesting peledike safro. Listen to what the safro says. The safro says as follows, in Parshas, and this safro is found both in Parshas Emor and also in Achrei, the Teres Koyanim. The Malbim claims that it belongs in Parshas Achrei, it doesn't belong in Emor, but we find from time to time that the Teres Koyanim repeats itself when it comes to the same text of the Pasuk. Now, I believe, according to the Rogat Shavar Goyen, we'll have a different understanding, or maybe it can follow with what the Malbim says. But let's just go on to see what the Teres Koyanim says. The text reads as follows. Says the Gemara, on the Pasuk, says the Teres Koyanim, the Safro, Shabbos, Shabbosoin, hu lochem or hi lochem, says the Teres Koyanim, like the Gemara says, Minayin sheyoyim ha-kipurim, osur ba-achilo u-bishtiyo u-berchitza. How do we know? So the other Mefarshim say Achila goes out and Shtiya is goes out, because we know already, the Torah already says explicitly, you have to refrain from Achila and Shtiya. So how do you know Yom Kippur is also prohibited in the additional things like washing, etc.? Talmud Loim is Shabbosim. Right? That's what the Torah says. Shabbos Shabbosim, which means Shvois, rest. Refrain from things which are in contradiction to discomfort. You have to also cause discomfort in other things. Listen, and Do is a Pele, and says the Rogat Shavar, Belushoinoi Ulachoyra Tomua. Yochol tei Shabbos breishis asura bikulam. Says the Teres Koyanim, I would think that just as of the Yom Kippur day, we have to refrain from eating and drinking and washing and anointing, not wearing leather shoes and not having marital relations. So the same should apply on a regular Shabbos breishis, every single Shabbos of the year. The same should apply that there should be a prohibition, all these prohibitions should apply. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Torah wrote a special additional Loshen, the who, or the he, depending on where it's written. There, the Korban Aaron makes it clear that there in Parshas Achri we're talking about the he, in Parshas Emor we're talking about the who, but either way the Torah wrote especially, Shabbos Shabbosin, hi lochem, Shabbos Shabbosin, hu lochem, to say, where is it written? By Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos Shabbosin by Achri, in Achri it's Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shabbosin in Emor it's Yom Kippur. And there it says, he lochem, hu lochem. It's only there and no other way, and not elsewhere. So she is, or he is, meant to be in a form of Shabbos, Shabbosin, meaning refrain from the additional discomforts, which are chitza, sichon, irzasan, shamite, etc., etc., right? That means only Yom Kippur. Tamid lami Shabbosin, hu, lochem ve'inisem, hu, osur bukulam. Yom Kippur is osur in all of them. Ein Shabbos, bereshis, osur bukulam. Shabbos is the... Oh, ulechoyra tomu, afreg de Rabbi Shavar Goin. Mazze. What's going on here? It's a mamish puzzling, says the Rogat Shavar Goyen, and he's the only one I found that should ask the question Tomua. In other words, I have found in a text of a Teres Koyanim with the Pirush of Rabbeinu Hillel, in the notes of the Grob, it's not from the Vilna Goyen himself, it's someone who explains the Vilna Goyen, and the Vilna Goyen has a text, Talmud Loimar Shabbas Shabbosoi. And he has a whole pilpul, not a long pilpul, but a short pilpul, to say that the Vilna Goyen was taka bothered why we would think so and so, and therefore he has a different text. But let's put it this way. Now, it's puzzling. Why should I think that Shabbos, should we have to refrain from all of these, and we have a special pasuk to tell us that what applies in Yom Kippur doesn't apply to Shabbos? Now, simply, we can explain, as it's obvious from the Malbim, in his commentary on the Teres Kain in the Parshas Achrei, and also from the other standard Meforshim, the Korban Aaron and others, Parshat Kipshutoi. Because where do we know that you have to refrain? This is the sequence. Where do you know that you have to refrain from the additional transgressions, from the additional, the rechitza, the shtia, excuse me, the rechitza, the nilas asandal, the tash b'shamita, and the anointing, right? It's besides the eating and the drinking, it's derived from Shabbos, Shabbos and Hulochem, Shabbos, right? The Mele, by Shabbos, we also have the same Shabbos, Shabbos. I just spoke now, Proteus, right? The number one, what it says in the Sefer Yuma, that you know it's from Shabbos, Shabbos, eh? The Rambam codifies it that way. The Alter Rebbe codifies it that way also. And it's clear in the Safro that you know it's from Shabbos, Shabbos. Okay? So the Mele, if you take out your Chumash and Parshas B'Shalach, there you'll find by the Mon.
But hang on, what is with the Anya says?
And Shulit, what do you
think? Hang on, where is
it? Shabbos, Shabbos is already a Shimon. So why would you come to Stam Shabbos?
So that's why it says by Shabbos. Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. No, you have to. The Hud, he is memaid that it doesn't apply to Shabbos.
Shabbos and Shabbos, Shabbos are not the same.
A minute. 1 second. So in Bishalach it says, excuse me, a minute. We find in Bishalach it says clearly when we're talking about not going out to carry the mon, right? To gather the mon on Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on page 386, Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh Lashem Mochor. So we find the same expression. It's in a different order, right? Here it's a Shabbos, Shabbos, and here it's a Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. So Vibal, so the Meforshim say, the Malbim says, and the other Meforshim say, Vibal, I find the identical language found by Shabbos, a standard Shabbos Bereshis, just Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh. And Vibal, by Yom Kippur, I include the additional Inuyim, because it says Shabbos, Shabbos, so I say that's included in the V'Nisan. So I would say the same should apply for standard Shabbos Bereshis, every Shabbos, Kumadik Shabbos, last Shabbos, any Shabbos, right? I would say Shabbos and Shabbos Kodesh also is coming to say additional Yonim Shvisa, refrain, not just, and he says a nice thing, refrain not just from weekday labor, refrain from mundane food. In other words, mundane actions, mundane acts. Rechitza, bodily things, which is in Yom Echol, should be totally holy to Hashem. That's what I would think that applies to Shabbos.
What would be on the Shabbos then?
Don't know. There was a Salka Daitach and it's free to say so. Okay? That would be your Onik Shabbos. That would be your Onik Shabbos. We'll soon discuss it. Point taken, appreciated. And that Onik Shabbos would be expressed in refraining from all of these things. We'll soon come to it in a moment.
It's a
mefurish of Chuvas Samach Tzedek by Yom Kippurim Shachol B'Shabbos. That where is your Enik Shabbos? Now it's not a sense of Chuvas Samach Tzedek, a response, a halachic response. And Derech Agav, it's a mefurish of Urso Meach. We're going to discuss it, but we're jumping the gun. It's all part of the shir tonight.
What?
The Urso Meach says in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Rebbe says it in Oseis HaKabbalah, because it says, etc., etc. It's based on a lashon, yeah? But I'm talking about, and that's why I dafke didn't quote the Lukut HaSichas, even though I generally do. I'm quoting a Tshuva Samach Tzedek in Halacha, and I'm quoting an Ursameh in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim. And we'll soon discuss that, and we're coming there, but we're jumping the gun, and let's go in order. So, B'chol Oifem, the outcome. So, do we need a special pasuk, the Hu or the He, to say it doesn't apply to Shabbos? So, the Rogat Shover says, Ulach Oire Tamua, right? Good. So, the Mefarshim take it simple, because it says the same Loshim. But rationally, logically speaking, right? Basically, in the gist of what you're asking, the same Indian, what's going on? Why should I think it should apply to Shabbos? Not in vain, the Rogat Shover says a phenomenal pshat in this Safro. What is phenomenal? A poshat pshat based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Mesichta Yuma, and in Mesichta Shabbos. We're going to discuss both Gemaras, but it's getting late, so let me do it quick. The Rogat Shover is going to explain the he and the who. Okay? Now, the one who raises these two psukim, he and who, is a Mefurash Rashi. It's a Rashi in Mesichta Yuma. The Rogat Shover brings to our attention in Daf Pei Aleph in Mesichta Yuma. I'll mention it first. I'm not a poshet to organize the inyanim. I don't want to be mevalbul you. Maybe I won't mention it yet. Let me mention to you first the Gemara in Masechta
Yuma.
Let me mention the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. I'm sorry. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma says we don't find that the Torah should say there's a rule, right? There's a punishment. Hashem says there's a punishment if one eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, right? Hashem says, God forbid, he will be cut off, he will get chorus, right? Asks the Gemara, whole sugi in Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Aleph, where do we find that the Torah prohibited, right? Torah, we know that Torah has to say, don't eat. It doesn't say anywhere, don't eat. It only says, if you eat, you will be punished. It says, in these things that you say, you should fast. But Torah doesn't say, don't eat. So there's a whole arichas in Gemara. Where is the Hazhara? Why doesn't the Torah write a clear, explicit thing, don't eat? No such thing in Yom Kippur. It only says fast. It doesn't say don't eat. The Gemara concludes and it says that the Torah didn't have to say an explicit pasuk, don't eat. Because we derive it, migufei dekra, we derive it from an expression in the Chumash, in the pasuk. It says, mefurish in the pasuk, that Yom HaKippurim is analogous to Shabbos. Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos. Says the Gemara, where do we find a pasuk that Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos? Says the Gemara, it says, Mefurash in the pasuk, Tishpisu Shabbat. Tishpisu Shabbatchem. You get it? Tishpisu Shabbatchem. I just read the pasuk, didn't I? In this pasuk, Shabbos, Shabbos, in Hulochem, V'inisim es nafshay seichem, B'tish alachedish, Ba'erev, me'erev, aderev, Tishpisu Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, it's clear that the Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos. Tishpisu Shabbat. B'meile says, Rav Papa, just like in Shabbos, it says, Mefurish in the Torah, lo yisasa chol melocha. Torah says, if you do melocha on Shabbos, it's punishable. And Torah writes clearly, as hora, lo yisasa chol melocha. And Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos. So from there it's understood that whatever Yom Kippur is prohibited in and whatever it's punishable for, it's as if it is written that you're not allowed. Just like in Shabbos, it's explicitly not allowed. That's what the Gemara says. Here comes an interesting Rashi. Says Rashi, what's going on here? The Gemara, Rav Papa quotes, you look at your Chumash, 686. Tishpisu Shabbatchem. He quotes the last pasuk, that's Parshas Amor, not from Achrei. And he quotes the last text of the pasuk, the last words of the pasuk, Tishbisu Shabbat. Asks Rashi, why doesn't Rav Papa quote number one, the beginning of the pasuk? It says Mefurish in the beginning of the pasuk, Shabbos, Shabbos in Hulochem. So the Torah clearly calls Yom Kippur Shabbos. So Rav Papa had to quote Tishbisu Shabbat. Why the end of the pasuk? Rashi asks the kasha. Then Rashi says, you know, there's a former pasuk in Parshas Achrei. On page 644, Shabbos, Shabbos in Hilochem. So why doesn't Rav Papa quote an earlier pasuk from Parshas Achrei? So he quotes a later pasuk in Parshas Amor and the last statement in that pasuk. Rashi asks the kasha. So what's relevant to us is Rashi's second pshat. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that when it says Shabbos Shabbosin, let's go back to Achrei. He doesn't quote the first pasuk. Shabbos Shabbosin Hilochem, this is what Rashi says. It doesn't refer to the day. It's talking about the person resting. It's a resting day for you. You rest. It's referring to the menucha. You get it? Menucha. In other words, he, basically, it sounds a little like the Meshech Chachma said on his own. It's a Mefurish Rashi in Yuma. Menucha is feminine. That's why it says he. So it's referring to the Menucha. Shabbos, Shabbos, and is that referring that the day is called Shabbos? We're telling you, you rest today. We never call the day Shabbos. So from Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hilochem is no proof that the Yom Kippur day is called Shabbos. We're telling a person, you should rest today. We never call the day Shabbos. You should rest on Yom Kippur doesn't mean to say the day is Shabbos. So therefore, for that reason, Rav Papa couldn't quote this pasuk. Then Rashi goes on to say that even where it says Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hulochem, which in essence, the who seems to be referring to the day, like we said before in the name of the Meshech Chochma. Says Rashi, who can also be referring to the Menucha, and Menucha can also be masculine. A Rashi, a Mefurash Rashi. You get it? So therefore, again, Shabbos...
It doesn't matter.
So Shabbos Shabbosin, right? So therefore, Shabbos Shabbosin means, we tell you, it's a day for you to rest. We hadn't yet described the day of Yom Kippur as Shabbos. Therefore, our Papa had to say, Tishbos Shabbatchem, to prove that Yom Kippur is described in the Torah and categorized in the Torah as Shabbos. Because Shabbos Shabbosin is referring to the person resting. You rest, and then we say... So till now we were saying, you rest on the Yom Kippur day. Now the Torah is saying, Tishbos Shabbatchem, the day of Yom Kippur is Shabbos. That's what Rav Popa and the Gemara had to say. If you want to find where Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, it's Nafka Tishbos Shabbatchem. Okay? Listen to what the Roget Shover Goin does, according to the editor. But this is basically the Chiddush of the Roget Shover, and that's exactly what he's doing. So really, what has Rashi already treated the Shabbos Shabbos in he, and Shabbos Shabbos in who? But the way the Roget Shover understands it, and I believe that's the Pashat Pshat in the Roget Shover, is as follows. The only reason Rashi said what he said, that the he which is feminine and the who which is masculine refers to the person resting, right, is only because the Gemara says we know it from Tishbos Shabbatchem, we're stuck. So if you'll take a look even in your art scroll, Gemara, in the note, you'll see I have a long note explaining the nouns and the pronouns, okay, you'll see. And he says, yeah, we find that even the menucha, that a person rests, which we're referring to the noun, the menucha, we can call masculine, refer to as masculine. That's a chiddush. But once after that's where our Papa had to say Tishbos Shabbatchem, to prove, that's the only way. You need a strong proof, to prove from the Torah that Yom Kippur Shabbos is dafke from Tishbos Shabbatchem. Now once after we've proved, We have our point proven, right? We can then go back to square one and say, good, we know already Yom Kippur is called Shabbos because it's Tishbos Shabbatchem. Now let's take out a Chumash and query. Why, after all, did the Torah write Shabbos Shabbos in Hilochem here and Shabbos Shabbos in Hulochem there? After all, the Torah HaKdosh says he and who. So why he? Why he and why who? In other words, so therefore, the Rashi had to say it only because of the problem with the Gemara. Once after the Gemara concludes what it says, so then we have to go back and wonder to analyze why it says he and why it says who. So the Roget Shover Goin says a Dover Nifla. He says he is taka referring to Menucha, the person resting. That's the simple pshat. But who is not? Who is referring to the day? We didn't get it yet. This is just the general background. This is just the groundwork I'm laying. What are we talking? What's going on? The Roget Shover Goin wants to say as follows. Based on a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, where there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Normally the halacha is, we know, all the inyanim which are prohibited on Shabbos are prohibited on Yom Kippur. Right? All the prohibitions, biblical prohibitions, all the Isurim Malach, you know, do Malach on Shabbos, you know, do Malach on Yom Kippur. All the Isurim Derabbanah which apply to Shabbos apply to Yom Kippur, etc., etc., etc. Everything goes across the board. You know how to carry on Shabbos, you know how to carry on Yom Kippur. Psak Halach, no worries. That's the Psak Halach, at least, okay. The Gemara says, you're allowed to be Koinev Yerek, Knivas Yerek is Mutar B'Yom Kippurim. And like Rashi explains, but it's also Bishabas. What is Knivas Yerek? And here we come to an interesting Pirush Rashi, which is different than all the Rishonim, and I'll just stick to Rashi because it looks like the Roget Shover just is following Pirush Rashi. So I'll say Pirush Rashi. I mean, it's important to know the other Pirush. Knivas Yerek means that if you have, let's say, vegetables or lettuce or whatever, right, a head of lettuce or vegetables, and you have the outer leaves, you're allowed to remove the outer leaves and cut up the vegetable on Yom Kippur. You can't eat on Yom Kippur. Now, Rashi learns because on Yom Kippur this was allowed, guess why? To have the fellow be even more discomforted than he is. Not just is he fasting, but if we'll tell him we allow you to be busy with food, even though the food is not negated to be prepared today, it's negated to tonight, we allow you to do it. You know why? Because then you'll really suffer. You're busy preparing food and you can't eat it. Good! Rashi says so. That's Pshat in the Gemara. So Agma mipnei Agmas Nefesh, says the Gemara. Knivas Yerek is mutter mipnei Agmas Nefesh. You know what Agmas Nefesh? Ich hab Agmas Nefesh. Nicht ich hab es alles gesagt. Kein Jid nicht gesagt. Chas v'sholem. Agmas Nefesh, ja? So how do you use Agmas Nefesh? That what? It's tough for him, right? So tut in vay de maharz, yeah, tashay, yeah? So Rashi taiches kipshutui. Let him partake. We allow him to cut up the vegetable, remove the old leaves, even though you can't use it in Yom Kippur. And you shouldn't be doing something you can't use today for tonight. You should do it tonight. Do it, we say, do it, because so then it's going to be Agmas Nefesh for you. So that is the true definition of Vihimizem as Nafshe Seichem. That's Pirush Rashi. All the other Rishonim disagree, and La Halacha it's accepted not like Rashi. They Taich Moshe Kapoy. They Taich Pumpfakert. In order that Motzei Yom Tov Yom Kippur, you should be able to have food immediately, we allowed you, B'pnei Agmas Nefesh, that you shouldn't have Agmas Nefesh. Motzei Yom Kippur, we will matter you a Yisr on the day of Yom Kippur, even though you can't eat it. So you can prepare on Shabbos for tonight, in order that tonight you shouldn't have Agmas Nefesh. So that's a pleasant pshat. But Rashi doesn't touch that way. So Rashi says, that's the pshat of V'yinisim. Let it be, we'll stick to Rashi, because I think the Rogatchover flows better with the Rashi's pshat. Okay. Now, it's very obvious according to that. Now, and Rashi says clearly, Shabbos, you know, a lot of do that. Shabbos, if you have vegetables, right? Which you want to cut up for Shabbos, you can use. But cut up vegetables for Shabbos for tonight, nothing doing. And listen to what Rashi says. It's also midoraisa, says Rashi. To cut up vegetables on Shabbos or remove the old leaves or the old parts which aren't edible for tonight, to be able to use it for tonight, you know, a lot of do it midoraisa, says Rashi. You know why? Because it says in the Torah, Shabbos, Shabbosin. It says in relation to Shabbos, Shabbosin. Shabbosin is coming to incorporate not just things which the Torah says, Loisase kon malach. The Torah says, you're not allowed to do any cardinal work on Shabbos, right? Then Torah wrote also, Shabbos, Shabbosin. There's a positive mitzvah to rest. Because it's a positive mitzvah to rest. So even tircha, even to toil in something which is not a malacha, you're not allowed to do. So b'meila, when you're cutting up vegetables, if you need it for today, you're going to eat it. It's not a toil, it's not a bother. But if you're doing it for tonight, that's a bother. So Rashi says, this tirch is osur midoraisa. This is mamash a phenomenal Rashi. It's a chiddush gadol. That we find something which in essence is not a melocha, it's not defined as melocha. You're not doing any isur d'oraisa because we're talking about a vegetable which has been harvested. We're not talking about mechubar, says Rashi. It's been a cut off vegetable, you have it in your fridge. You're not allowed to midoraisa on Shabbos, cut up that vegetable and prepare it for tonight. Okay, midoraisa, because it says Shabboson. Nevertheless, the Gemara says we allowed it Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Why did we allow it in Yom Kippur?
Not Yom Kippur.
Why did we allow Yom Kippur? Because of Agmas Nefesh. The Ve'inisem es Nafshe Seichem, right? There's no Ve'inisem on Shabbos, there's a Ve'inisem on Yom Kippur, right? Good. How about, 1 minute. And there's also a Shabbos. We just finished saying there's a Shabbos, Shabbos, and also by Yom Kippur. So let's say they should be prohibited. But no, the Shabbos and Yom Kippur is only to explain the Ve'inisem. The Shabboson of Shabbos is coming to tell you that you have to refrain from things which aren't relative to being Nisan. But on Yom Kippur, it's being Nisan. So Dafka, by telling you that you're allowed to do it, it's going to cause you more pain, like Rashi learns. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do it, the Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. Finish. Says the Gemara, a brice. Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos. And here we come to the Rogatchover. Here he's phenomenal. And you'll soon see a gewaldic tirah, as the Rogatchover says. So the Gemara asks, what about Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos? Are you allowed to do it or not? According to this opinion, which we just finished saying, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do knivas yerek for tonight, the Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, if it's also midoraisa. But on Yom Kippur, the Torah says v'inisa, so you're allowed to do it. What happens if it's Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos?
Like this year,
exactly. That's what we're discussing this evening. Like this year, are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos? So the Gemara brings a brisa and says that you aren't allowed. You aren't allowed. And why, Pasha? Because it's also midoraisa, even though it's not a melacha. Tircha. It's a tircha, and it's b'chal shabbosin. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it, so Yom Kippur, even though it says be'inis, you're not allowed. Not allowed. Then the Gemara brings a mandomer, another mandomer, and the Gemara brings proof from a brisa. There's a mandomer who says you're not allowed, he brings proof from a brisa, you're not allowed. Then the Gemara brings another mandomer, says you're allowed. Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do it for Matzah Shabbos. And it brings a riot from a brisa, you're allowed to do it for Matzah Shabbos. You're allowed. So Rashi says right away This man, the Amor, who allows him to do it on Yom Kippur, Shachol B'Shabbos, because he holds that the Shabbosoin doesn't prohibit it on Shabbos. It's only prohibited rabbinically on Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, the first opinion learned that it's also Midoraisa on Shabbos, because it says Shabbosoin. So the Torah says, Midoraisa, you're not allowed to do things which are a toil, even though it's not a malach. So therefore he says, Yom Kippur, Shachol B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it either. But the ones who say Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Just like in a standard Yom Kippur, they allowed it because it's a V'nisan. The same Yom Kippur, which is Chal on Shabbos, because they hold that on a regular Shabbos, it's only prohibited rabbinically, says Rashi. Therefore, Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, it's allowed because the V'nisan allows it. The Rogachover Goin has a different way of analyzing this Gemara. And listen to the way the Rogachover Goin explains this argument of why if Yom Kippur it's allowed, and on Shabbos it's not allowed. In Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos it should be allowed, or maybe we should say Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos it shouldn't be allowed. But beforehand, let me just bring to your attention this first Manda Omar, this first opinion, who said on a standard Yom Kippur you're allowed, on a Shabbos you're not allowed. The Rogachover learns, and he brings this from the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and in Rambam Hilcha Shabbos Perek Chof Aleph, and he brings it from many places in Shas, and he brings it from a Tosfos who seems to also side with this, etc., etc. We're just scratching the surface, but he's very big on it. The Rogachover Goin learns that on, just like the, when the Rambam starts off Hilcha Shabbos, and he tells us that in addition, he says Shvisa Mimlocha B'Shabbos Mitzvahs Eser. The Rambam learns that there is a positive mitzvah on Shabbos to rest, and then there is a negative prohibition not to transgress, right? It says, The Rambam also says there's a positive mitzvah to rest. Then the Rambam goes on in Perek Chof Aleph and he says all the gzeiros and he served the Rabbanon, and then also in Perek Chof Dalet he tells us about the Isur Muktzah. The Rambam says, you know why you're not allowed to move Muktzah on Shabbos? Because the guy's going to be busy carrying, schlepping things here and there, so he's not going to fulfill what it says in the Torah that you should rest, that you should rest on Shabbos. Basically, the Rogachover uses all these Rambams. I'm sorry, time doesn't allow to elaborate because it's Mamash 5 after already. We were supposed to finish, but I'm going to do quickly now. And the Rambam, the Rogachover learns in the Asa Rambam as follows. One, there is an Isser of doing on Shabbos. Then according to the Rambam, there's a positive mitzvah of resting. And that is a positive act. In other words, when you're not doing Malacha, you're resting, aren't you, right? That's no chiddush of the Rogachover. The Rogachover tain is in Das Rambam and based on other Rishonim and Gemoras that Ladas, that there exists on Shabbos, not just when you're not doing or transgressing, not just when you're doing malochas. So then automatically it's poshut that you're resting. That's not good enough. Resting is a positive thing. You're actively resting. And the Rogachover says, this is the pshat of what it says in Rashi, in Mesechta Megillah, and in Tosfos, in Mesechta Sanhedrin. It says, Ma ya'olam chosar menucha, bosa Shabbos bosa menucha. It says, Vayichal, alekim yeh meshvim alach tesher osa. Hashem finished creating the world on the seventh day. So Rashi brings it in Chumash also. What do you mean he finished creating on the seventh? He finished on the sixth, and the Shabbos he didn't create it. He rested on the seventh. It says, Rashi, no. So Rashi brings the Chazal, and Tosfos brings it to Sanhedrin, that it says, Chitzva amudeh ha-shiva. In other words, the 7 days Hashem created the world. What do you mean he created the world? 7 days? We know he rested on Shabbos. No. On Shabbos he created menucha. Now if I say, if menucha only meant not working, so what do you mean you created menucha? You don't create menucha. If resting means only not working, so what are we creating? It's just the opposite of working. So it's not something positive or tangible which we can work with. So if we say, Ma ya'olam choser menucha, what was lacking on the Shabbos day? The resting. And Hashem, therefore, Bosa Shabbos, Bosa Hashem created menucha to rest. So it's obvious that menucha on Shabbos is a positive. We're actively resting. Says the Rogachover Goin, and the Rebbe discusses this in many places in Likutei Sichos. He appreciates this Rogachover and goes and uses it frequently. But the Rogachover defines his words, and he says there are nafkeminis lahalocha. He says, basically, what the Lois Asikol Melocha tells us, you can't do any cardinal melochas. So whatever is this defined as melocha, that is b'chal de Lois Asa. But when I say there's a positive mitzvah of resting, says the Rogachover Goin, the definition of that is menucha v'simcha. There's a positive inyan to rest, and that's why it says, v'yonach v'yom hashvi. right? And that's the difference between the Aseres Adibros of Shabbos, of Shabbos Bereishis, and the Aseres of, when we talk about the Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis, it says that he finished the work, right? But then it says in Parshas Yitro, it says Vayonach b'yom hashvi'i. So that's a positive inyan. Rogachover says, what does that mean? Tircha. What are we prohibiting? Tircha. Doing something which may not be defined halachically as cardinal malacha, like it was in the Mishkan. So I would think, based on my sasekal malacha, you can do it. You can be terech, mishabbos nechol. What do you do? You did nothing wrong. You have a piece of vegetable. You're cutting up the vegetable for matzah Shabbos. What do you do wrong? Nothing. Says the Rogachover, based on this Mefurash Rashi. Knivas Yerek is also midoraisa because you were over on the Shabbos soin. You don't, that is an Isur Esse. Torah says you have to rest in a positive way. If you matriach yourself, you do tircha, which is takanara malocha. Nevertheless, it's also. And he has other nafkaminis lahalocha, etc., etc. I'm not going to get too involved, too technical. The Iker is, the Rogachover says as follows. This positive Esse applies to Shabbos, to Yontif, because Shabbos soin refers to Shabbos and to Yontif, and even to Chol HaMoed. It brings rise that even in Chol HaMoed, where Melocha may not be prohibited, but Tircha is prohibited. In other words, Tircha, labor, I mean toil, to work even though it's not defined as Melocha, so on Shabbos that's additional prohibition, and on Chol HaMoed, even where Melocha won't be prohibited, Tircha is prohibited. So he deals with that in length. Now, says the Rogachover, Yom Kippur doesn't apply. This positive essay of menucha, the simcha, doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. And the truth is, there's like a logical argument, you can say. Because what is menucha v'simcha?
The opposite of anism.
Exactly. And it says mefurish in Shuvah Semach Tzedek. In Shuvah Semach Tzedek, Arachayim, Simen Lamed Vov. He says mefurish because there's kiyodua. I don't want to bring it in now. I'll just mention it later. But that's the taina. The Rogachover doesn't say that taina, but it's poshut. It's mamish, an open contradiction to what Yom Kippur stands for. Yom Kippur says, v'inismas nach yosechem, v'yishayach b'chol zon, that there should be an esse, this esse of Shabbosin. Besides, it's obvious from this Gemara that this esse of Shabbosin in relation to Tircha doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. Because we say clearly the opposite thing. We say that Knivas Yerek, which is prohibited on Shabbos, is Mutar Yom Kippur. So we see clearly that there's no esse in the of Menucha on Yom Kippur. So the head of Rogachover is bigger on this, that Shabbos Yom Tov Chol HaMoed has an esse of Menucha, Yom Kippur does not have. Here we go to Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is not a Melocha, but it's going against Menucha, right? You're doing a Tircha on Shabbos for the weekday. So that says the Rogachover going, what's the machloikis? So now we can appreciate. Shabbos, you can't do Knivas Yerek. Right? The Gemara says clearly. Yom Kippur, you can do Knivas Yerek. According to the Rogachover, it makes sense. Because Knivas Yerek, there's a problem with the Esse of Shabbosin, which applies to the Shabbos. There's no Esse of Shabbosin, right? There's only a loisa of Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply. Now, Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, Verta Shaila. What's the Shaila? So he says as follows. The machloikis depends on what impression does the Yom Kippur have on the Shabbos. The man Domer who says, if Yom Kippur is Chol B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do the Knivas Yerek. The Yom Kippur encompasses the Shabbos. So even though it's not the Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed, but Yom Kippur impresses upon the Shabbos. So therefore, the Shabbos also becomes a day of a Yom Kippur day. If you can do it on Yom Kippur, you can do it on Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, Chol B'Shabbos. That's what the Man Domer says. Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos is allowed to do it. But the other Man Domer who says, when a Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. He says, true, it's Yom Kippur, which is on a Shabbos day, but they're separate, they're segregated, they're separate entities. One doesn't impress upon the other. It's a Yom Kippur, so you have to do the Yom Kippur on Shabbos, but it's still Shabbos, and Shabbos remains with all its halachas. The men are therefore, the Yom Kippur, the halachas of the Inisim of Yom Kippur, doesn't imbue the Shabbos. So there's no. So when you say Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do the Knivas Yerek because the Ve'inisem expressed itself in the Shabbos. So this Shabbos, how do you express the Kedusha Shabbos with the Ve'inisem? Where the other man number who says you can't do it is because the Ve'inisem didn't impress the Shabbos, so Shabbos remains Shabbos. Shabbos remains Shabbos. You can't do Knivas Yerek on a Seder Shabbos. You can't do the Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos either. Let's go back now. Let's go back to the Shabbos, to the He and the Who. The He means Menucha, right? You have to rest. We said it refers, feminine refers to resting. Menucha. No, excuse me. One moment. We're talking about Yom Kippur. Two psukim. Shabbos Shabbos in Hilachem is Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shabbos in Hulachem is Yom Kippur. They're both psukim about Yom Kippur. Achre is Yom Kippur. Emer is Yom Kippur. Oh! Zog der Rogachover atayir zah. the Hilachem and the Olachem. They're both Yom Kippur. But this one is talking about Yom Kippur Shechol B'Choil. And one is talking about Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. What's the difference? What did we say? If Yom Kippur Chol B'Shabbos, there is an opinion who learns that Yom Kippur doesn't imbue the Shabbos with the Ve'inisem. And what is the Shabbos Shabbos in Hilachem mean? It means there has to be Menuch, the Esse of Shabbos, rest.
Even on Yom
Kippur. So one moment, I'm in notes of the Rogat Shover as follows. Shabbos Shabbos in Hilachem is talking about Yom Kippur on a weekday. Because Yom Kippur on a weekday, we say, no, I'm sorry, if I care, just the opposite. Shabbos Shabbos in Hilachem is talking about Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. I'm sorry. Let's go. Who? Who? Who's talking about the Shabbos day, right? Because Yom Kippur, there's no chiv to rest. There's no din menucha, right? There's only aloy sasek on melocha. So therefore, the Torah says Shabbos, Shabbos, and hulochem. This is a day of Shabbos, which means don't do work. But we don't tell the person to rest because we're not talking about resting bechalal. We're talking about the day. That's describing the day. That's Yom Kippur day. And that's actually the text of Parshas Emor. That's talking about mamish Yom Kippur day, right? Achrei se Shabbos Shabbos in Hilochem. That means there's a Yom Kippur which has Menucha. Where is there Yom Kippur which has Menucha?
Shabbos.
Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. That's the Shabbos Shabbos in Hilochem. And it follows very well with the opinion that Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, the Shabbos remains segregated from the Yom Kippur. That's where there could be a Din Menucha in Yom Kippur. But it's not beside Yom Kippur. It's beside the Shabbos of the Yom Kippur. Finished. With this he explains this Safro. The Safro says, I would think that on Shabbos you have to keep and so the Safro, I have a special pasuk to say you don't have to. Guess what? The Rogachover says, you know what the Gemara said? I would think that on Shabbos you also have to do it. It's not talking about Stama Shabbos. Tamua. Stama Shabbos, not to wash yourself, not to anoint yourself, not to have marital relations, not to wear shoes. It's a Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. And what are we saying? Of course, Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, we have to keep all of the Yonim, even L'dasa Safro. Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, we have to keep all of the Yonim, even L'dasa Safro. But what's the Shaila? I would think, says the Safro, that when Yom Kippur, I would think, after he says that we have to have all these additional prohibitions on the Yom Kippur, says he, I would think it's also B'Shabbos. What do you mean also B'Shabbos? Also on the Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, I would think that the Yom Kippur day affects the Shabbos, that the Shabbos day also demands that there should be a V'inisem, there should be a Shabbosoim. So that's why he says, who? That the Shabbos day doesn't demand it. It doesn't apply to the Shabbos day. And Yom Kippur on a Shabbos day, he remains segregated. And B'meira, therefore, K'nivas Yerek, the Nachimin is K'nivas Yerek, B'Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, it will be prohibited also, because there's a Menucha, because of the Shabbos. That's the Pshat in the Safro. I just want to conclude that all of this will affect our known Machloikis, but Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. If there's a known Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shulchan Aruch it says, in a standard regular Yom Kippur, you don't have to make Kiddush. And a regular Yom Kippur, you don't have Lechem Mishnah. It's a Mefurash Pesak Halacha in the Mogen Avraham. Even though there is a Mogen Avraham quotes, a Knesset Sagdoila, that you do have Lechem Mishnah, etc. Mogen Avraham concludes, that's the Pesak Halacha in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. The Chachamim weren't Pesakah no Kiddush on a regular Yom Kippur. Kids eat, Ochodesh Yesh Pesakona, has to eat. He doesn't make Kiddush, and he doesn't have Lechem Mishnah. The Yavitz, as usual, okay. In the Sefer Meruk Tzi, and also in the Siddur Yavetz, he's already a little more subtle. He says, if you have Lechem Mishneh, use it even a regular Yom Kippur, but there's no need, but no Kiddush. How about Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is what the Mogen Avraham, the Efsher, he concludes that way. What the Mogen Avraham said, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, you don't make Kiddush. That's on Yom Kippur, you don't make Kiddush, it's Yom Kippur in the weekday. Because there it says in the Torah, V'inisim is not for Seichel. But Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush because of Shabbos. Shabbos? Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush. And it's Midoraisa, etc. And he has this whole pilpul, and he concludes that Yom Kippur, which is on Shabbos, even if it's on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't have to, but because of the Shabbos you have to. Good? Rabbi Yosimcha, in his Ur Sameach, in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, says Mefurish, based on the Gemara in Menachos, that the Yom Kippur day also impresses upon the Shabbos day, and it impresses upon the Kedushas HaShabbos, that even though in general Shabbos we have to be the Korosal HaShabbos Oineg, right? So we have to eat and drink and feast, But the Kedushas HaShabbos of Yom Kippur, Vibal, the Torah says we have to fast on Yom Kippur. So in this Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos, the Yom Kippur imbues and impresses upon the Shabbos that we perform the Kedushas HaShabbos by not eating. That's the Kedushas HaShabbos. The Meli says, Ani Rogi Lifsuk, I Paskin. He Paskin's very unusual to find a Pesach in an Eretz Sameach. He Paskin, he was a Poisik. But in the Eretz Sameach, usually it's an analysis of the Rambam. He says, I Paskin that a Chole Sheyesh B'Sakona, who eats, has to eat on Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos. So the fact is, like the Poskim say, he has to say Yalav Yodo, he has to say Ritzei, he mentioned, nevertheless, no. Jodi Bald on the Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be making Kiddush. So the Yom Kippur, Shechol B'Shabbos, he doesn't need to make Kiddush. Because the Yom Kippur impresses the Shabbos, that the Kiddush is on Shabbos this week is by not eating. So what are you making Kiddush for? Mama Shemachloit to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ur Sameach. I just want to say now, there's a Mefurish HaTshuvah Samach Tzedek, which has an interesting question. According to Reish Lakish, who holds, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Chatzis Shir Mutar Min HaTorah, when the Torah prohibited a certain amount, we shouldn't consume Isser on Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, right? Torah says you shouldn't consume, and there's a Shir, an amount, right? It's a minimum, what you shouldn't consume. So the Torah says that you shouldn't consume kikoisev, is the size of a date, the date size of food, the food, the size of the weight, the size of a date. You shouldn't consume a Yom Kippur, and if you do, you have chorus, right? Says he, there's an opinion of Reish Lakish who says that chatzi shir, we know the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, that even less than that amount is prohibited min HaTorah, and even the most minuscule amount. Some say it has to be dafka half, there's a me'iri, but the halach is the smallest amount of food, if one is also prohibited min HaTorah. Okay? Even though there's no mefurish allowed. Good. But Reish Lakish is of the opinion, chatzi shir mutar min HaTorah. So when Torah says you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, kikoy seves, right? So half of that would be allowed, according to Reish Lakish. If that's the min HaTorah, biblically now, we're talking about min HaTorah. So a kezayis is half, is less than the kezayis. It's a chatzi shir. It's not the shir of a kezayis, it's less than the kezayis, okay? A kezayis, an olive size. Rambam, the Rashba learns in Dasa Rambam that there's a chiyuv midoraisa to eat a kezayis bread on Shabbos. On Shabbos, in a regular Shabbos. So the Tzemach Tzedek was asked in a tshuvin, Erechaim Simel Amet Vav, according to Reish Lakish, that chatzi shir mutar min HaTorah, there should be an obligation on Yom Kippur, which is on Shabbos, to eat a kezayis challah on that Shabbos. To fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa of the Rambam to eat a kezayis pas on Shabbos. So I'm fulfilling a mitzvah of eating a kezayis pas mitzvah the Shabbos, and I'm not transgressing the Yom Kippur because it's only a half of the kezayis. That's what this Yid asks now, the Tzemach Tzedek. A Yid could be one of the Gedolei Yisrael. And this tshuva, by the way, is found in many other Svarim, Gedolei Yisrael, Hashem HaTshuva Tzemach Tzedek, and there's a discussion about it, etc. The Iker the Tzemach Tzedek claims, number one, you should know, he says, nowhere is it clear that it's a positive mitzvah. Right, midoraisa to eat according to eat a kezayis pas. Number two, he says Yom Kippur is both a positive and a negative, and a positive doesn't push away a negative and a positive. Okay, so Yom Kippur is eser veloises, so the Rambam says. And then he continues on and he says, even if it would just be a negative prohibition to eat food on Yom Kippur, right? So you want to say the positive mitzvah of the Shabbos, the eat challah, should push away and negate and cancel out the negative prohibition because of chatzi shir mutar min HaTorah. He says, what are you talking about? Vibal the Torah says you have to fast on Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. So the halacha is, the Torah says, that's the way you fulfill mitzvah Shabbos by not eating. You mekayim mitzvah Shabbos mitzvah nisa. This is basically the whole discussion we're discussing today. According to the Rogat Shavar, it's a machlokes, it's the Gemara, it's a machlokes in Safra, it's the he, it's the who. But it's basically, it all boils down to this discussion. If Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, if the Shabbos remains a separate entity from the Yom Kippur, or the Yom Kippur impresses upon the Shabbos, Rogat Tzemach Tzedek says clearly in the Tshuva that it definitely doesn't apply, there's no basis for it, and definitely Yom Kippur will impress upon the Shabbos. And we fulfill the Shabbos by fasting. That's the Shabbos. The Rogat Shavar spoke not la halacha. The Rogat Shavar speaking analysis of the different concepts. That's basically the Rogat Shavar. But he definitely seems to side with the Ursa Meach that you don't make Kiddush, even Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, it wouldn't seem to follow with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva Eger. With this, we conclude. We just scratched the surface. And thanks for remaining. Very interesting. There's a lot. It's beautiful. Yeah, and it goes on and on. L'chaim.